Good question asker Gil Maher currently lives in Brooklyn, New York, but he grew up in Wilkinsburg. While reading about the history of pirates on New York's Hudson River, he wondered,
you know, I was wondering if the pirates were named after river pirates.
How did the beloved baseball team get its name? Let's go back to Pittsburgh in 1882. About 150,000 residents lived here, mostly industrial workers. The Smithfield Street Bridge was being built, and the city had just formed a professional baseball team that would go on to be called the Pittsburgh Pirates. Team historian Jim Tredinich says it started with a familiar name.
And we were the Pittsburgh Alleghenies, and we held that title for about 5 years.
Tredinich says the team played in a league called the American Association, and later joined the National League of Baseball. Back then, leagues would form and fold, and many players would bounce between clubs. One of those players was second baseman Louis Bierbauer.
Louis Bierbauer, who played for the Philadelphia Athletics, that did not go back to the Athletics. He came to the Pittsburgh team. And there was an outcry among the leagues, and this team is pirating this guy away from the Philadelphia Athletics. And the name Pirates stuck ever since.
Newspapers soon picked up on the name, and it first appeared on uniforms in 1912. And while the name was changing, the team was bouncing to new stadiums. Since the late 1800s, the team has played in 5 ballparks, currently PNC Park on the North Shore, which opened in 2001.
Before that was Three Rivers Stadium, 1970. And before that was Forbes Field, which started in 1910-ish to the 1970s. And before that was Exposition Park, still on the north side of Pittsburgh, and Recreation Park before that.
Next up, good question asker Laura Everhart wondered,
I was curious about how many baseballs the Pirates use each game on average.
In Major League Baseball, balls have to be muddied with dirt from the Delaware River. Recently, the league even instructed clubhouses exactly how to, quote, paint the balls before they could be used. They also have to be authenticated. But Tredinich did have a number.
Roughly about 120 on average per game.
And how many home runs have landed in the nearby Allegheny? About 50 total, since the stadium opened in 2001.
We've only had, I want to say, 4, maybe 5 that have landed on a fly, and the other 45 have bounced in the river.
Listener Matthew Gary was curious about another object flying over crowds at games.
The question I sent in was whether the hot dogs that are launched out of a cannon at PNC Park are edible or not.
We've stopped doing the hot, we do t-shirts now. We used to do hot dogs, and they were real hot dogs, and they were edible. I wouldn't have eaten them, but I've heard they were edible.
Nowadays, it's mostly t-shirts in those cannons, but the ballpark does have $1 hot dog nights each season. Tredinich says the 2013 wild card game against the Cincinnati Reds is one of his favorite memories.
This place was rocking.
The team had just come off of 20 straight years of losing seasons.
And we won that game. There were people jumping off the Clemente Bridge, just doing summers. Which was crazy. But it was just a great time to be a Pirate fan.
And about those racing pierogies, the sprinting dumplings have been a part of Pirates games since the late 1990s. Tredinich says it's always fun to see how the team's entertainment crew manages to keep it interesting for Jalapeno Hannah, Cheese Chester, Oliver Onion, and the other racers.
Someone's going to trip somebody. The parrot's going to knock somebody out. Hannah's going to smack somebody with her purse. You never know what's going to happen.
I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.